From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Taliban suicide bombers attacked a provincial capital in eastern Afghanistan today. Only one of the militants was able to trigger a blast. That explosion wounded two policemen. At least six of the militants were killed. The attack came less than a month before Afghanistan's presidential election. U.S. Special Envoy Richard Holbrooke was in Kabul today and met with Afghan President Hamid Karzai and his two main opponents. Holbrooke says he understands the election comes at a challenging time there.
Only the second election in your history and the first truly contested election is a difficult thing to hold under any circumstances. To hold it in the middle of a war is extraordinary.
Holbrooke says he's especially concerned about women being allowed access to polling places. President Obama says small businesses need some help in offering health insurance benefits to employees. He cites a new White House study showing that an up to 18% disparity exists between what small and large businesses have to pay for similar employee plans. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The White House says President Obama will continue to campaign for a health care overhaul throughout the month of August, even after lawmakers leave Washington for their home districts. In his weekly address this morning, Mr. Obama highlighted the heavy toll that health care costs take on small businesses.
Because they lack the bargaining power that large businesses have and faced higher administrative costs per person, small businesses pay up to 18% more for the very same health insurance plans. Costs that eat into their profits and get passed on to their employees.
Mr. Obama says proposals now in Congress would help to subsidize small businesses that offer health insurance and promote a more competitive insurance market. All but the smallest firms would be required to provide workers with health coverage or else pay a penalty. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The president of the National Organization for Women spoke in Kansas today about rebuilding the women's rights movement. The meeting is taking place nearly 2 months after the murder of Dr. George Tiller, a doctor who provided abortion services in Wichita. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Newly elected now President Terry O'Neill says after the murder of Dr. Tiller, Kansas is crucially important to the pro-choice movement. Tiller's family decided to close the Wichita Clinic, one of the few places in the country that provided late abortions. O'Neill says it's time for people to speak out in support of women's health care, including abortion.
I have become convinced that right now in this country, what we're seeing is a truly remarkable combination of optimism and outrage. There's no better combination for creating change in community after community.
O'Neill says the optimism stems from the election of a pro-choice president. She says the outrage is over restrictions that prevent women from getting abortions. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Wichita, Kansas.
This is NPR. Protesters in Tehran and dozens of other cities around the world staged rallies today to call on Iran's government to halt its crackdown on opposition supporters. One of the rallies was in Tokyo. In Tehran, police and pro-government militia attacked protesters today. The National Academy of Sciences says there is some evidence that herbicides such as Agent Orange can increase the risk of heart disease and Parkinson's disease. Vietnam veterans have been concerned for some time about the health effects of those chemicals. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The Academy's Institute of Medicine is required to review health effects of Vietnam-era herbicides every 2 years. The latest review raises some questions about whether the herbicides could increase the risk of ischemic heart disease and Parkinson's. The Institute reclassified those health effects from the who knows category into one in which the evidence is limited but suggestive. That determination leaves a great deal of scientific uncertainty. Now it's up to the Department of Veterans Affairs to decide whether that's enough to qualify Vietnam veterans for service-related disability if they have those diseases. Richard Harris, NPR News.
An American Airlines jetliner en route from Boston to San Juan, Puerto Rico, returned to Boston and made an emergency landing today after the smell of smoke was detected in one of the plane's lavatories. Airline spokesman Tim Wagner says mechanics are not sure what caused that smell.
At this time, we don't have a diagnosis of what caused the smell, but inside any sort of aircraft cabin, it's a very confined space. So any sort of smell, like a burned-out light bulb, is going to smell pretty strong.
Wagner says none of the people aboard the flight was injured. All were put on other flights to their destinations. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.